Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the festival.
Hi, it's Sky Sitney. I am the co-founder and festival director of DC Doc.
Yes, and the festival is returning to the nation's capital June 13th through the 16th. Hey, thanks for doing this again this year.
Thank you, Jason. So delightful to be with you.
Absolutely. All right, so remind us at the top, before we get into any of the actual films, which I know that's what everyone wants to talk about, but real big picture stuff in the beginning, you know, What year are we in now, and however you want to set it up?
Right. Well, DC Docs, we're going into our second annual year, although it's really our third birthday, because 3 years ago when we learned that another documentary festival in DC that had been the preeminent documentary festival, not only in the city, but really in the United States, was going on a hiatus of an unknown length. The co-founder of DC Docs and myself, and that's Jamie Shore, knew immediately that this city deserved a major documentary form. And in fact, both of us had been very intimately involved in the prior documentary.
And you're talking about Silver Doc, the AFI Silver Doc.
I'm talking about, exactly. So DC Docs is really filling the void of Silver Docs, which evolved into AFI Doc, and returning a major documentary platform to this city. And we're very excited to be embarking on our second edition this week, starting June 13th. We have 100 films, literally 100, representing 17 countries behind the camera and many dozens on screen. We are welcoming every single filmmaker to town, including a wonderful group of DC-based filmmakers. We like to shine a spotlight on our local talent as well, in partnership with Humanities DC, which helps us put something together called DC Frame. And we just have an incredible lineup in store, not only with films, but also a lot of panels and workshops in a forum that we call Reality Check, to explore the business side of filmmaking, the ethical issues around documentary filmmaking, and all other things that are relevant to the industry.
Okay, great. Yeah. And so you're saying it's the second full year, but third, if you want to count. There was like a soft opening or whatever. I remember that now. Yeah.
Exactly. It's kind of a launch now.
Launch announcement. This is the second full lineup, like a regular.
That's right. That's awesome. Exactly right.
And one more sort of, you know, overview question before we get to the lineup. What venues are we at this year? You know, plug your partners, if you will, your local venues.
Yeah, we're so thrilled and proud with the venues that we take place in. And we do see them as partners, not just these transactional relationships. So the festival takes place in three key venues where they're morning, noon, and night, maximizing the space. And that includes the landmark East Street Cinema, where we have as many as four screens, the Burke Theater at the U.S. Navy Memorial, as well as the Eaton Cinema at the Eaton Workshop Hotel. And we also have partnerships with a number of the Smithsonian's and other key cultural institutes. So we have a few screenings at the National Museum of African American History and Culture, the National Archives, the National Museum of American History, the National Gallery of Art. We even have one special screening with the Center for American Progress. And we're thrilled to be starting a partnership with the Johns Hopkins University Bloomberg Center, where we have a couple of days filled with shorts programs. So we're largely located in the downtown, you might call, National Mall area, Gallery Place, Penn Quarter, deliberately to keep an easy footprint so that people can literally run from one theater to the other with ease and see a maximum number of films a day.
There you go. Well, the buzzword a lot of festivals is it's a walkable, but you're saying runnable. It's runnable.
Right.
Well,
only because we want the urgency and we have such a packed program, but it isn't.
Yeah. I'm joking. But yes, that's cool. It's all in the same general area for the most part. All right, cool. Well, without further ado, let's hit the movies. And we'll go in chronological order, one for each day. So it opens Thursday, June 13th with a cool-looking movie. It's called Superman. Well, it's Super Slash Man, the Christopher Reeve story. I can't wait for this one. Tease it for a little bit.
Absolutely. It's an extraordinary film, and this film premiered at Sundance to tremendous acclaim. This was kind of the darling film out of the festival and really hasn't been seen much since. So we're very, very proud to being part of the beginning of its tour. And as you can imagine from the title, this follows the extraordinary story of Christopher Reeve, who most people would know as the iconic portrayal of Superman, Clark Kent. And in many ways, this is, you know, this is what we think of when we think of this extraordinary hero. And yet many of us know the extraordinary tragedy that we've endured when he, there was a near fatal horse riding accident that left him paralyzed from the neck down,
right?
Becoming a quadriplegic, which you know, was just a devastating experience. But Reeve brought such resilience and hope and advocacy to this new position and became an extraordinary, passionate advocate for disability rights and care, and also did a tremendous amount of work to try to bring research that was really not happening much in terms of spinal cord restoration, and really thought about if the impact couldn't be on his own life and body, what legacy he could leave for people in the future. And so this film really explores this extraordinarily important role in disability rights that Reeves took on, and his lasting legacy. We're so excited that Christopher Reeves' daughter, Alexandra Reeves Givens, will be with us in a conversation with the film producers, moderated by Audie Cornish, now of CNN. So we're really thrilled about what's going to be a terrific conversation.
Oh, that's great that his daughter's actually coming to discuss the legacy of her father. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to believe he, I just looked it up and it's been 20 years since he passed away. He died in 04. I can't believe it. Well, yeah, the daughter there is the next closest thing you could, any of us could ever have to, you know, talk to the family. This is great.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, that's a great way to kick it off Thursday. All right. How about day two on Friday, June, whatever that is, 14th?
Yeah.
14th. Tell me, 14th. Luther Never Too Much, another legend that we lost, you know, soon. But exactly. Luther Vandross, tell me about this one.
Yeah, well, this is an incredible film made by an incredible filmmaker, Dawn Porter, who can do no wrong.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, we're only 2 years old, and Dawn is already our first alum of the festival. We had Dawn last year. She's so prolific. And actually, her family
joined us on. She joined us on WTOP a couple years
ago. I'm sure she did.
Jeez.
Her family's based here in D.C. She has a tremendous ties to D.C. This film is going to be playing at the African American History and Culture Oprah Winfrey Theater. And I will tell you that this film literally sold out within a few hours of putting it up, you know, opening up tickets, to the point where we needed to create an encore screening. So dear audiences, fret not. There will be an opportunity to see this film again, because we gave this a special second screening. But as you can imagine from the title, it follows the incredibly talented Luther Vandross and his work that was sustained over many decades. He's the opposite of an overnight success. It took many, many years. In fact, the beginning of his career, he was supporting musical icons like David Bowie and Roberta Flack and Bette Midler, was kind of backup singer for many, many years. It took a tremendous amount of time for him to get into the front of the spotlight. He was also unwavering in his commitment to writing his own songs, and you know, kind of had a tremendous amount of integrity vis-a-vis the music industry. And so this film has a tremendous wealth of archival footage, some of it never before seen, incredible interviews, and looks at the journey of Vandross, including a lot of issues on the personal side, not least of which is the way in which he was scrutinized for his body. And that became sometimes that his fluctuations in weight often eclipsed the extraordinary talent of his voice.
Eddie Murphy pokes fun at Ten in the Nutty Professor.
That's right. That's right. So it's a really deep, beautiful film filled with extraordinary music. And we have some exciting talent coming to the screening on this one as well, not least of which is one of Luther's closest musical colleagues, Matt Adderley Jr., who will be on stage with Dawn and a couple of other special guests to talk about his life and legacy.
Oh, it's so great. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be great. I'm a huge fan of his music. We had those CDs when I was growing up in the early 90s. In heavy rotation. All right, cool. And then day three, Saturday, June 15th, Look Into My Eyes. What's that one about?
Oh my goodness. This film is so fascinating. Essentially, so first of all, this is also made by a powerhouse filmmaker, Lana Wilson. This is our centerpiece leaning. Lana made most recently the film about Brooke Shields, but before that, she made a film about someone who, I'm not sure if anyone has really heard this person, Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I think she's going to do well for herself. Taylor, I haven't heard of her really, but it sounds familiar.
I know. I'm going to put my money on it. I think she's going to be someone we're going to have, hearing about.
She's going places.
So she's going places. And so is Lana, although she's already arrived. This is, to me, such a fascinating film where you get a bird's eye view on intimate interactions between psychics and the people who they are reading, where they are giving their readings of people, whether they're looking to connect with lost loved ones, even lost pets, to forecast the future. And the film really kind of moves us through a significant series of intimate readings with a variety of psychics, some questionable, others mind-blowing, who, are engaging in this extraordinary experience of trying to bring this otherworldly understanding to our very grounded lives. And it's beautifully constructed. It's very nuanced. And for those who have ever desired to kind of listen in, it is absolutely riveting.
Wow. All right. So it's called Look Into My Eyes by Lana Wilson. Taylor Swift documentary, Miss Americana. Exactly. People remember binging that, I guess, during pandemic, probably.
That's right.
2020, yeah. Yep. But awesome. Everyone coming out to that one. All right. And then sort of culminates the whole thing on Sunday with Every Little Thing, an Australian film. What's this about for closing
night? That's right. Yes, it's an Australian filmmaker, but it's actually based in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And it's essentially, it's called, as the title suggests, it's about, in this case, the protection that one particular woman, Terry Massier, who's going to be joining us at the festival, who is taking it upon herself to care for and rehabilitate nearly every injured hummingbird in this big city of Los Angeles. She has become an expert in hummingbird care. Many, many people who encounter injured hummingbirds who might fly into, let's say, a glass skyscraper,
yeah,
or be attacked by a pigeon or a coyote, know now to bring that hummingbird to Terry, who treats these birds like her own children and nurses them back to health. And I think the film is so beautiful. And the filmmaker describes it as deceptively simple. And it is deceptively simple because it really is about the care, the care of all living things, big and small, in this case, diminutively small.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very beautiful story about the impact that people can have in small ways that actually have tremendous ramifications and repercussions. So I think in this day and age, where we're in just such volatile times, taking a moment to look at the ways that so many people are impacting the world for the better in even quiet and small ways, I think it's really beautiful.
Great. That sounds awesome. All about hummingbirds. And they all have, the hummingbirds have names, so they become characters. So
that's right.
Cactus, Jimmy, Wasabi, Alexa, Mikhail. Like, we're going to be charting these birds like they're human characters.
That's almost. Right. That's right. Oh,
sounds great. Well, I have more than enough to work with. Anything you want to say sort of in closing? I actually, the way I like to sort of end it is pretend I'm not here and you're talking directly to the listeners. Just say, hey, DC, come on out to DC Docs, whatever you want to say.
Sure. DC, we have an extraordinary lineup of films awaiting you from June 13th to the 16th. 100 titles, features, and shorts with all of the filmmakers in attendance to engage in post-screening conversations, many of them moderated by leading journalists and subject area experts. These are brand new films, all DC premieres. Join us. Check out our website, dcdocfest.com, and we look forward to seeing you at the festival.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for doing this again. Best of luck in year two or year two and a half, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jason.
All right, cool. See ya.
See ya. Bye.